The Sky Shall Vanish, John Cooper Clarke, from the recent EMI album Solar Activity, 1979-2001. What do you think of the rap movement, and where do you think this talking in music comes from?
Well, I feel that rap artists need a particular mood for the enjoyment and performance of their work. I believe it's a mistake to think of rap as music alone. It's the combinators of monologue and the musee backy, if you understand me, and perhaps in a way it could be considered as a reportage of the human scene, like the folk musee and that. And apart from this, I'm looking forward to more analysis of this art. Oh, yes.
We'll be listening a little later to some other tracks you did with Sons of Arca, Sostenuto Off to Pluto, and then the very first track you did together, Deep Journey. These tracks seem to be asking the purpose of the universe, about its beginnings and where it's going to end.
What a profoundy questy ho. Well, in cosmic terms, the universe must be a continuum, mustn't it? Otherwise it would need to be contained within another something, you see, something within something else. Now, I personally would describe the universe as unbounded and infinite. But I do believe also that it could be defined more clearly to more of us when our senses are further developed at Hode to comprehend its infinite wonder. I believe that human strife and wars may be delaying the furtherance of this knowledge we can pack in our brain boxes to become more perfect. Going to be difficult, isn't it? Oh, yes.
And where does God fit into all this? What do you think God is?
The supreme being of the universe, who gives us free will, either to destroy ourselves or to use what he has given us to make what we decide to be the best of it. Yes. Well, I believe that each one of us is a part of the sum total force existing in the cosmos. You see?
And what do you think will happen at the end of life's journey?
Oh, how can one begin to answer this one? I mean, when we're buried in the ground, our bodies slowly disintegrate us, become part of Mother Earth there, the worms creepy crawly in, centipedals, and all these creeping up low down to our bodies. Whoa. And now, look, if we're cremated, we become part of the heat, which rises up the crematorium chimload up into the heavenly bone. I mean, as I said, we become part of the sum total force of the universe. We couldn't be more equal than that, don't you think?
OK, so let's move on to another somewhat controversial subject. Do you think we should still be eating animals? And can we really communicate with them?
Well, naturally, our communication with animals is a vehicle of instincts, you know. It's all in the myelode. If they like what they smell in us, and that is to say, they go, human bile, yeah, sniffy, yeah. And if they like the sounds we make in our approach to them and those smells, they're more likely to respond in a friendly way to our advances, aren't they? I mean, from time immemorial, even in biblical days, we've eaten animals and shuffled down the throat. I mean, what about cannibals? You ask, should we still be eating animals? Well, my conscience says no. I enjoy a tender steak less and less each time I see one on my plate there. And then I think about the agonised cry of a nice crisp cos lettuce as I bite its heart out. Pass the salt, ducky. But I will try to stop eating meat before I die.
Colours. Do you think there are any more colours, or have we seen them all? And how do they relate to sound?
I do not believe there are any more colours. Of course, there are more than we see directly in the rainbow. I mean, the shades of the combinations of the three primaries and their intermixy-ho, I mean, they relate to sound, since you ask, through their juxtaposition within the spectrode itself. The whole spectrode, whole of life and cosmos and everything is a sort of spectrum. It contains all these things. Now, rather in the way, shall we say, Indian and other musical cultures compare with that of the Western worm, with their quarter tones there, instead of whole tones and half tones, they have quarter tones, you see, and the glissando, like that, see, Ravichi Sanko and all these wonderful players. Now, any possible extension of these senses may come, given uninterrupted development of the human species. Oh, yes.
Tell me, do you think there's music on other planets, and does it some sort of divine purpose?
Divine? Well, we sometimes express music as divine, don't we? For example, in the slow a movement of Mozart's clarinet concerto, or perhaps in parts of Bach's St. Matthew Passion. But I don't see it as having more divine purpose than the creation itself, which of course is the great design and most divine thing one can begin to imagine with the limits of our thinking at all. Regarding other planetary music, we may confirm early in the next century that this music may be very similar to our own inspired stuff, you know. As for the nearest solar system, we'll take Alpha in Centauri. Now, if we get there before they come to us, we can do a compared thunderbolt, can't we? The musical nopas, rhythmic contrapole, tonic solfardi, subtly notacus, all these things. Oh, yes.
Stanley, thank you so much for joining us. And before you go, do you have a message for any young people who may be listening?
Well, thank you for inviting me into the world of Arca. Yes, I would like to suggest in my 83rd year a few words which I think from experience certainly brought hope to me, and I hope this may be help the young people too. I found these words to be moderation, tolerance, loyalty, love, stability, and truth. I've put them in that order because I think the last one is the most important, truth, of course. But love is so close to it, you could almost bracket them together. But of course, stability, you see, we must have. Otherwise, we shan't be able to go forward, shall we, and begin to understand those things which you questioned me of so deeply today. Oh, yes. Do try to read works done by authors who stand for these qualities, and your teachers or parents may be able to help you here. Oh, yes.
Well, thank you for those very wise words. We're going to play out with more tracks from the Sons of Arca compilation album, Solar Activity, 1979 to 2001. The first is a Beatles song, Tomorrow Never Knows, followed by Sostenuto Off to Pluto, and then the very first track you did together, Deep Journey.